Straight Talk on WRHI is presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Now here's Manning Kimmel broadcasting live from Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill with Straight Talk, selected by the South Carolina Broadcasters Association as the state's top public affairs program.
And a good afternoon. Welcome into Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, for another edition of our Straight Talk program presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks for our co-sponsor today, Anderson Griggs Investments in Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors online at AndersonGriggs.com. And our thanks to HighSpeedWeb.net for streaming our signal 24/7, 365. Well, we not only have one, but two, but three. We got four people around this table today at Substation 2, and it's all about your eyes. We have the dynamic duo, Scott and David Oliver, both doctors, and then we have two of their buddies that are in the contact lens business, and we're going to teach you everything you ever thought you'd never know about contact lenses. So we're going to start off with a familiar voice, Dr. Scott Oliver. How are you today?
Hey, Manning, good.
Wonderful. Do you know this guy to your left here?
I do. My brother David. He's been in practice with me for 27 years.
Yeah. Speaking of the microphone, David.
1994.
Right. And you're all still talking to each other?
Oh,
that's
yeah.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
That's good. Okay.
We were college roommates, and so we were.
Really?
Yeah, we were. Yeah.
You're kidding. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Did he beat you to a pulp any once in a while?
No, no. He can now, though.
His skills.
I did teach him how to play racquetball, though.
You did?
No.
You're the one who taught him how to play. Ah, I don't believe that for a minute. All right, so introduce your other two guests we have here.
Okay, we've got Rhea Spratt from Cooper Vision and Brad Leininger from Cooper Vision, and they are coming from Columbia and from TKK.
All right. So, Rhea, tell us a little bit about you.
I'm actually live in Columbia, South Carolina.
I have been
with Cooper Vision for 6 years now, selling contact lenses. My territory spans from Augusta, Georgia to Florence, South Carolina, up to Rock Hill and Fort Mill. But I've actually been in the industry since 1996.
Oh,
so I've actually been doing this for about 24 years now.
You know everything there is to know about contact lenses.
Not everything. I'm learning on a daily basis, but I feel I have a good baseline.
All right, hand that over to Brad, and let's see what he's got to tell us about himself.
Brad Leininger. I live in the Fort Mill area. I've been in the contact lens industry for about 15 years, and I currently manage the Carolinas and coastal Georgia. So I have a solid team of eight salespeople, and Rhea is one of the people that are on my current team.
Good. So either one of the docs here. Contact lenses are a big, big, big part of what comes in and out of your office every day?
Oh, yeah. We see 16 at least contact lens patients a day, and sometimes more.
And just out of curiosity, percentage-wise of people who need to have their vision corrected, what percentage are using contact lenses? What percentage would you say use glasses?
I would think that you think 50%, 60%.
I think more than that now. Now you have some that are part-time wearers with the invention of daily lenses, those that you wear one day instead of 2 weeks or 1 month and have to keep up with it. You got those people that just want to run at night, play racquetball, pop them in, wear them, throw them away when they're done. So you have a lot of part-time wearers, which is healthier for the eye. So I would think it's more in this close to 70% of those who come in on a daily basis.
In fact, if you go into Oliver Eye Associates, you've got a whole back wing of the building that's nothing but contact lenses.
A big contact lens room full of lenses. And it used to be four manufacturers of contact lenses. And now there are, I don't even know, countless. But there's so many different types of lenses, especially lenses, lenses for astigmatism, bifocals. Some that you sleep in, some that you don't. Hard lenses, soft lenses, scleral lenses, lots of different lenses.
When I used to wear contact lenses, the biggest issue for me with contact lenses was all of a sudden I go, oh my gosh, there's something in my eye. Is that still a problem with contact lenses, where something gets flying into your eye?
Well, the kind that you wore back when the dinosaurs were around.
Thank you very much.
They that's why they felt like that way. Then they came out with the soft lenses, which is our crew here with CooperVision has a wide variety of different specialty as well as day-to-day contact lenses, and they're all soft. So they're easier to put in, easier to take out. They don't breathe as well as what you wore back then, but they breathe better than the soft contact lenses even 10 years ago. So they're still very healthy for the eye, and most people can manage them. And because they're instant comfort, you don't have that build up of, oh, I have to wear it 30 minutes a day and then build up your wearing time from there. You can wear them 5-6 hours on day one.
Jeez. And that's a, now I remember that when I had contact lenses, they were kind of small. They didn't cover, you know, the whole colored part of the eye. Is that changed at all?
It has. The rigid gas perms, the old lenses that you were wearing were very small, 9 millimeters or so. Now the lenses are 14 to 15 millimeters. So not quite twice as big, but definitely covering the whole cornea.
And that makes the wear better because it's covering more comfortable.
Yeah. All right. More stable, more comfortable.
Right. Okay. So now we've gotten our contact lenses 101 up to speed. So tell me about CooperVision and your contact lens business. I mean, are you one of the big dogs in the business, Brad?
Yes, there's actually four main manufacturers in the business. CooperVision is currently ranked number 3 in the United States, 2 in the world. Our closest competitor would be Alcon. We do have the most lenses available, though, to fit all the patients' needs. We have about 1.2 million different SKUs of contact lenses, and the next closest competitor has 10,000. So, as Dr. Oliver had mentioned earlier, we have a lot of specialty products, and we can basically put a contact lens on every patient that exists.
1.2 million SKUs or different types is what you're telling me.
That is correct.
I can tell you that Oliver Eye Associates does not have 1.2 million pairs.
No, they got
a lot. So, I mean, when you say 1.2 million, most optometrists like Oliver Eye Associates, they keep a certain range of these in stock all the time?
Yes, that's correct. They have a fit set is what they call, and it's the most common used contact lens powers. The high range would be custom made for astigmatism patients and or multifocal patients. So those are custom made, like a shoe would be made, a custom shoe. So when a patient, they prescribe it for a patient, then they would order it through CooperVision and it would be sent to their practice.
So Scott, if you have somebody who walks in that's not in that SKU that you have in the inventory, you just dial 1-800-COOPERVISION and tell them what they need, and it's shipped on down.
Yeah, I think that probably, what do you think, 60% of the patients that come in needing contact lenses that are inside our fitting set, we can fit them that day, 60 to 70%. There's a small percentage that is outside of the parameters of the fitting set, and we just call CooperVision, and then we'll have it in 1 to 2 days versus 3 to 4 days, depending on the type of lens that we have. It's a very quick turnaround.
And most of these lenses now are disposable, like you wear them one day and chuck them, or you wear them 1 week and chuck them?
Yes, that's correct. You wear it either for a month, 2 weeks, or a daily. The market's completely changed to the majority of practices are really going to daily wear. The patient puts it in the beginning of the day.
Throw the doggone thing away.
They throw it away at the end of the day. And it's about 35% of the market right now in the United States. About 35% of the patients are into a daily disposable lens.
And I'm sure, David, that you would probably recommend that versus keeping them in there for a month at a time or whatever.
Oh, I do. I tell every one of my patients, all contact lenses are disposable. Nobody keeps them forever, and they shouldn't. But it depends on how they want to wear them, the health of the eye. There's some people that want to sleep in a contact lens because they have trouble putting them in and taking them out. But if they're not healthy enough to do so, we recommend against that because you run the risk of higher complications when anytime you sleep in a lens, whether it's one night or up to 30 nights. But CooperVision does have lenses that allow for extended wear. We prefer in most of our patients to do daily wear. Purely, when we call it daily wear, it means you put them in the morning, you take them out later in the day, and you sleep without a contact lens in.
Exactly. Give your eye a rest, for crying out loud.
Exactly.
And one of the things about daily wear lenses is that that category is growing, and it has grown over the years. So now 35% of the contact lens fits are now going into a daily disposable contact lens because it's the healthiest option for patients. And one thing I like to add about CooperVision, we are a company, 70% of our business from a corporation standpoint is contact lenses. So that's why when we talk about the number of products that we have available, made to order contact lenses, the number of SKUs that Brad talked about, our business is contact lenses. Whereas you look at our competition that we work with or compete with, most of them are a pharmaceutical company, and so their portion of their contact lens business is typically anywhere from 15 to 9% of their overall business. But 78% of CooperVision is strictly contact lenses.
So what's the other 22%?
We actually have a surgical division.
Oh, wow.
It's not surgical in terms of eyes, but it has more to do with women's health products.
I'll be doggone. Okay, so I'm really intrigued with these daily lenses. I remember back in the Stone Ages, as my good friend David just mentioned, I would take out my hard plastic lens, and I have a bottle of solution of some kind, and I'd rub it all in there and pop it in my eye. Now, has that changed at all now that we have this new modern technology?
Oh, absolutely.
Of course.
They
Why
come
not?
In what are called blister packs, so they're already in a sterile solution that preserves the contact until you're ready to open them and use them. And they have expiration dates of somewhere close to 4 years if you just let them sit and don't get hot, too hot. And then once you open them, you pop them in, you don't have any prep. They just go right in the eye because it's a buffered solution. So it's usually very comfortable put right in the eye. So it's grab and go, so to speak. And they can wear them all day.
I still have an old bottle of my solution in the shaving. It's got to be 20 years old. It just sits up there.
Throw it away, yes. So one of the benefits of daily disposables is just, as Dr. David said, it's one of those things where you don't have to carry around your bottle of solution. You don't have to clean your lenses.
I used to hate that.
You put a fresh lens in the morning, at the end, at night, when you're laying in bed, watching TV, take the lenses out, just discard them, throw them away, and every day you're getting a fresh pair of contact lenses.
I used to have two bottles of solution. One was a storage solution, a cleaner, yeah, and one was the whatever you call it. Put it in bottle.
Well, don't you even remember back in the NBA days where sometimes they'd have to stop a game because somebody got elbowed and the hard contact lens popped out and they had to find them? Now you got these soccer players, baseball players, football players, they can bring a strip of these daily lenses. They get jarred on the field, they come off the field, pop a new one in, and they're ready to go. They don't miss a beat.
That's amazing. So as this technology has improved, has the cost improved as well? I mean, if you're buying a skew of these things for 30 days, you're going to one set every day. I mean, I can't even remember what I paid for contact lenses. What would a normal set of contact lenses run me for 30 days? $100? $50? $200?
No, I mean, you have two eyes. So
yeah.
Normally a 30-day supply is really kind of just less than a dollar a day.
Okay.
The supply can either be a 30-day supply or a 90-day supply. So if you buy more, like if you buy a 90-day supply, then the price goes down.
Aha.
You know, so you can definitely get into a daily disposable contact lens for anywhere from $200 to $300 for the year.
That's amazing.
And CooperVision has implemented these rebates that you can get money back. If you buy a year's supply of contact lenses, you get a tremendous savings on money back from buying that. A lot of patients have that sticker shock. They look at a year's supply of contacts and they say, "Oh my God, that's that much." But they don't look at how much are they paying for their coffee? How much are they paying for useless stuff that they don't use? So,
well, I'm thinking back what I paid just for the solution bottles back in the Cro-Magnon day. And if you don't have that stuff anymore, I mean, it's pretty much a wash. That's a pretty good deal. That's a very interesting. So the trend is to go to these daily lenses. But is there any market, or does anybody buy the hard contact lenses anymore?
Oh, yeah. The rigid-gas perms are still very popular.
Why?
Some patients cannot wear a soft contact lens.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Why?
The shape of the cornea, their visual.
But if it's
needs.
Soft, it just ought to just lay right on there, like a piece of saran wrap.
Yeah, there's a condition called keratoconus, which is a thinning of the cornea that causes the cornea to protrude out, and the soft lens will not fit on that eye. Huh. You have to use the rigid Gasperm lens.
Okay.
The scleral lenses are the newer lenses out there now that are quite comfortable, and the vision is very, very good with that, too. It's one lens, though. It lasts for a year, and so you have to do all the care. The one-day lens, like Cooper, like Rhea and Brad were saying, it's a no-brainer.
And a good 90% of the patients that we see that are contact lens wearers do not have corneal conditions that would need these specialty fits. Those that have good, healthy eyes, everything's normal. This is the reason we like Cooper Vision is they have a wide range from a daily lens that you can wear just to see far away, multifocals to see distance and near in a daily lens, all the way up to really high astigmatism with a multifocal component to it, which for many, many years, there was no such thing as a multifocal lens that also corrected the astigmatism. So they have the largest range of powers and modalities for us to fit our patients with.
Now, dare I mention the word monovision? Do we do that also?
Yes. Some people still...
Didn't think I knew that term, did you? You looked at me, see? You didn't think I knew that
term. Came after the Cro-Magnon days, too. So... And you're making yourself younger. I said dinosaur. Monovision is just fitting one eye to see far away and one eye to see up close. For there's some patients that do not like multifocals for just the visual demands of their eyes, and they prefer to have that set up. It's 80% successful, but also multifocals are 80% successful.
That's amazing to me how the brain just flips when you have these.
If you get out of the way of it.
If you get out of the way of it.
Thing.
Yeah. Exactly right. All right, we're going to take our mid-program break. Remind you that you are listening to Straight Talk, live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Anderson Griggs Investments in Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors online at AndersonGriggs.com. And our thanks to Good Pharmacy, your hometown pharmacy, Ebenezer Road at Camden Avenue in Rock Hill. All right, Cooper Vision, we're going to see how quick a learner you are. We prepare fresh subs and salads 7 days a week here at Substation 2. The magical formula is written in the white letters, and we all say it together at the count of three. One, two, three. Slice, slice, slice. Garden, garden, garden. Quick learners, back after these words.
If it's 12:30, it's Straight Talk on WRHI.
Have you ever wondered why so many people enjoy dining at Substation 2?
Substation 2 is excellent. It's fresh. The buns just feel like they came out of the oven, and you can't beat the deli meat.
I'm Charlie Ruffalo, and I guarantee you'll feel the same way after eating here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop.
Relax. Love your car payment with an auto loan from Founders Federal Credit Union. If you're ready to buy your new car and start making those unforgettable memories, Founders features an easy online application, flexible terms, low rates, 24-hour account access with Founders Online, and fast, friendly service. Visit Relax, join Founders.com, or one of our more than 30 offices to see if you qualify for membership. Relax. Love your car payment with Founders. Founders Federal Credit Union is federally insured by NCUA.
This is Danny Rogers with Paul Davis Restoration and Remodeling. If your home or business is damaged by water, fire, storm, or mold, Paul Davis is here to help. We are staffed with over 35 trained and certified professionals to handle any type of property damage. Our team mission is to provide extraordinary care while serving our neighbors in their time of need. Whether you need repairs in one room or rebuild a whole home, Paul Davis is here to help. Find us online at pauldavisrockhill.com.
Good Pharmacy, building trust for four generations.
This is pharmacist Kia Hicklin. Enjoy our spacious new modern look and take advantage of Rock Hill's original drive-thru with pickup and drop-off service.
My mom loves Good Pharmacy.
Ebenezer Road at Camden Avenue, Rock Hill.
Have you been personally managing your investment account? Are you happy with your results? Maybe you should consider hiring a genuine money manager. If you have $100,000 or more, call the professionals at Anderson Griggs Investments and see how they can help you. Anderson Griggs, 324-5044 or online at AndersonGriggs.com.
These days, there are plenty of ways to stay connected to the internet. Laptops, phones, tablets, games, you name it. But the more devices you use in your home, the tougher it is to get a strong, consistent Wi-Fi signal. Comporium's premium Wi-Fi kit adds multiple Wi-Fi access points throughout your home. eliminating dead zones and interference, while spreading your signal more evenly so you can enjoy a better online experience. Right now, get our premium Wi-Fi for only $9.99 per month. Premium Wi-Fi from Comporium. Connect your whole home.
There are lots of reasons why people like dining at Substation 2.
I like the lunch special pricing.
I like the bread, good prices, and location.
Man, it's just utterly delicious.
I'm Charlie Ruffalo, and I guarantee you'll feel the same way after eating here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop.
Straight Talk continues now on WRHI. Brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders.
And back we are here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. And as you can tell from the background, David Angel has entered the room, and now we're totally out of control. This was a very professionally produced program until Angel arrived, and everything's been downhill ever since. Okay, by the way, do you have a contact lens big enough to fit that eye? Look at the size of that man's eye back there. It's as big as a pumpkin.
Yes.
Yes.
The Olivers do.
All right, I want to get back on a serious note because we do a weekly program series with all of our eye associates called Watch Your Eyes. And I've learned probably more from that series of programs than I ever have from anything else. I mean, it's amazing what these guys can see through the eye when you get a routine annual eye exam. But one of the things that I think you, David, were talking about is how people who get their lenses, you know, and let's just say these are, I don't know, daily lenses, and they decide, oh, well, you know, heck, I can just squeeze this buck a little bit. I'm going to let these lenses sit in there for 2, 3, 4 days, and then we'll see what happens. And then what happens when they come into your office, David?
Right. So you do have those people that that abuse the privilege of wearing a contact lens. Routinely what we do is we ask them about their wear time, and the majority of the patients are very honest with you. They'll tell you, I'm going to tell you I'm a bad patient. I wear it too long. My job is to look for any ramifications of wearing a contact lens incorrectly. So what we do is we always look under people's eyelids because that's where the eyelid touches the dirtier part of a contact lens. And the dirtier the contact lens gets, the more friction there is when they blink. But there's also conditions that can arise from maybe an allergic reaction to their own dead protein sticking to the contact lens. And we can see that and warn our patients about that. And then there's the other whole factor of not blinking properly and staring at our devices. That's one thing that Rhea's going to talk about, is one of their newer lenses for our digital device people behind computers all the time. And we look at the oil glands, you know, to make sure that they're blinking properly and that the glands are producing the right amount of oil to lubricate not just the eye, but the contact lens as well, so it stays healthy.
Which is why I love this idea about these daily lenses. You just wear them during the day, pull them out and go to bed, give your eye a rest.
Exactly.
Let Mother Nature get it back to where it needs to be. Okay. So we do live in this digital world. And I know my last set of glasses, my reading glasses I got from Dr. Scott over here, have some kind of a blue light technology in them to help my eye not get burned out from all that screen stuff. So if I'm a contact lens wearer, is your technology up to that speed as well?
CooperVision does not have a contact lens for blue light at this point. One of the products that we launched a year or so ago is called Biofinity Energys. And it's the only contact lens on the market to help reduce digital eye fatigue. And when we look at our world today, everybody is on a digital device. Mm-hmm. Everybody's on a phone. Everybody's got some sort of iPad on a computer of some sort. So what happens is that when you're what we say accommodating, when you're looking at your phone, but then you look up at a distance and then you come back to near vision and then distance, your eye gets tired. And there's three components of digital eye fatigue. It's dryness, redness, and tiredness. So for people who are on a digital device, and 70% of people are actually on two devices at one time. So we may find that somebody's on a computer, but then they also have their cell phone sitting next to them. So it's all about accommodating. And what happens is the patient's eyes get tired. So we have a new contact lens called Biofinity Energys to help relieve digital eye fatigue.
And that comes in all these different SKUs, I mean, that we've talked about earlier?
It's a contact lens. It's It's not for patients who have an astigmatism. It's a spherical contact lens at this point. It is a monthly replacement. It's not available in a daily disposable at this time, but it is a monthly replacement. But once again, it's the only contact lens on the market for digital eye fatigue.
So, David, when somebody rolls into the office, I mean, can you see whether this patient might be somebody who might want to have this kind of a contact lens?
Well, you can't see it. You ask questions, just like you're doing. So you find out what they do for a living, how they use their eyes. We know now that, again, it's more than 70% of the people out there are looking at some digital device. So it's a matter of the amount of time. And then we ask the correct questions to find out if there is fatigue. Anybody that's gaining close to age 40 is going to have more fatigue because of what happens within the eye and the hardening of the lens within the eye. So this is just one of those lenses that gives the patient a little extra help when they're doing their near tasks, gives a little muscular help and makes it more comfortable. And then my job from there is to also say, well, we got this great contact for you. You still have to blink. You still have to look away. You know, even an Olympic athlete is not going to go into the gym for 8 hours without stopping and resting his body.
Right.
So we are in a world where you're expected to work from 9 to 5 and get that hour break. But the eyes need more of a break, so we're trying to train our patients to think like that and do the proper things to keep their eye healthy.
So that's part of what you bring up during a regular eye exam.
Exactly.
Find out what your lifestyle. And I always remember that show you did, Scott, about the mother who came in to have a routine eye exam, and there was her child in the waiting room doing – tell them quickly the story.
Yeah, she had every Apple – device. She had an Apple Watch, an iPad, laptop, and she was very proficient at all of them, using them all at the same time. And she was 9 or 10 years old, and she was not a patient. But I said, let me kind of take a look at her lids, and she had absolutely zero meibomian glands, gone.
Gone at age 12 or something.
12, yeah, 10 or 12.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
All right. So here we are. We're in the 21st century, what's new and great coming down the pike for contact lenses? Brad, you've been awful quiet over there.
Well, it's pretty much what you had mentioned earlier. The market across all companies, the four main manufacturers are going to a one-day modality. So you're going to continue to see improvements in the one-day modalities in a multifocal and a toric and then in a sphere. And we're even hoping to have down the road an Energys one-day lens that would be what Rhea had mentioned as far as a digital eye fatigue lens for one day.
Sure. Wow. Doctor?
Well, I wanted to bring up something you asked about, the blue blocking stuff. Any research and development in any of the top four are not going to come out and tell us, the doctors, until they're sure the product is about to come out. So I don't know of any contact lens that's going to have an actual blue blocking component. In glasses, they do it either in the matrix of the lens or a coating on it. So even those patients that are on a computer all the time and they're wearing contact lenses, we recommend what are called plano lenses. They have no prescription in them, but they have the blue block because they're still staring at the screen.
I want to thank all of you. Our half hour is going right by. Dr. Scott, Dr. David, Brad, Rhea, thank you all for being with us. Cooper Vision, thank you for all the technology you bring to the table. And thank you for all that you do at Oliver Eye Associates to keep people's eyes healthy. And don't forget, people, once a year, you got to get in there and get those eyes looked at. Don't play around with it. Don't play around with it. You go to the dentist twice a year. You owe your eyes at least once a year over there at Oliver. Okay, that's going to wrap up our Straight Talk program. Live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Anderson Griggs Investments in Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors online at AndersonGriggs.com. Now, backed by popular demand, Cooper Vision just cannot get over how exciting it is here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. Fresh subs and salads prepared right before your eyes 7 days a week. How do we do it, gang? 1, 2, 3.
Slice, slice, slice. Garden, garden, garden.
Everybody's got it. Have a wonderful day. We'll see you on the radio tomorrow. Bye.
WRHI Rock Hill.
Make Good Pharmacy of Rock Hill part of your family's health team. Camden Avenue at Ebenezer Road.